It is easy to talk about doctrine, and this is one of those days when it's tempting to do so, given that this is the beginning of what we call the Bread of Life discourse, that moment when Jesus begins explaining to us how he is the bread of life, how he will feed us, and we will never hunger. It's so obviously a text about the Eucharist, and so we can talk about transubstantiation, the real presence, and all of our other teachings, but I don't think that's all that helpful, because theology without practice, that is, a lived experience, is worthless, and the Eucharist is not an abstract ideal or just something that we consume at Mass. It is a way of life. It should imbue every moment of our day. The Eucharist is a call to live a life of sacrifice, to be dedicated to living for others and not ourselves. It is, in its essence, to live authentic love. But this is still a bit abstract, so let's be very practical. If you are married, to live the Eucharist means to give yourself entirely over to your marriage. In your vows, you promise to God and to the entire world that you would hold nothing back from your spouse. You promise to give yourself, your life, your possessions, and even your own body over entirely to another, just as Christ gives himself over to us in the Eucharist. Your life of love and sacrifice looks like fidelity to that promise. It looks like the blood and sweat of labor so that you can put food on the table, clothes upon one another and your children, and provide a shelter against the elements. It looks like considering the needs of your spouse before your own. It looks like listening to each other, especially when you have reached that point of exhaustion and you think you have nothing left to give. It even looks like cleaning the dishes, or giving the other a compliment, or any of those other seemingly small but still meaningful tokens of love. It also means being open to new life. Just as the sacrifice of Christ on the cross opens the way to new life, so the sacrifice of love that is marriage opens us to new life, a life that should not be feared or avoided, but welcomed as a gift from God. Mothers, you have been especially gifted by God in this regard. You know what it means to give yourself entirely over for another. You know what it means to give your whole body so that another can have life. In the process of birth, you learn the pain that love can bring, but you also experienced its great joys. In this, God has given you a unique insight into the cross, so you should cherish it and live it joyfully. For those who are single, widowed, or divorced, your life of sacrifice looks different. It is primarily a life of openness to God, openness to his call to the discernment of his will for you. To the young especially, God may be calling you to a life consecrated entirely to himself. He may be calling you to the religious life or the priesthood, but young or old, God is calling all single people to live lives of service to family and to community. Without a spouse to be the focus of their love, they are to learn to love all people just as Christ loves them. We are to reject the trivial and banal entertainments our culture gives to distract us from love, from silence, and ultimately from our own mortality. The single life is an opportunity to dedicate ourselves to prayer, to come to know God, to learn to trust and depend upon him, so that no matter what he ultimately calls us to, we will be prepared to say yes. We will be prepared to carry the cross he gives us. Married or single, widowed or divorced, religious or priest, whatever our state in life, the message of the Eucharist, of Christ's total giving of himself to us as the bread of life, is essentially the same. Our lives are a gift from God. To show him true thanksgiving is to give our lives away in service and love to one another, confident that in doing so, we will receive the even more excellent gift that he has in store for us.